It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we are talking about From the Cross to the Empty Tomb, and today's subject will be the weight of the cross. And scripture comes from Luke 9:23. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Now, there's something powerful about the image of the cross, but let's be honest, we've made it so comfortable in our day-to-day life. We wear it, we decorate it, we hang it on walls, but Jesus didn't say admire the cross. He said to carry it. And carrying a cross was never symbolic in his day. It meant one thing, and that was surrender. It meant laying down your rights, your comfort, and your plans, and trusting God even when the road ahead looked painful or uncertain. That's where the journey to Easter begins, not at the empty tomb, but at the place of decision, because before resurrection comes surrender. So what does taking up your cross really look like? Well, it's not always dramatic. Most days it's pretty practical. It's choosing forgiveness when your flesh wants revenge. It's letting go of control when anxiety tries to take over you. It's saying no to something that pulls you away from God. It's also saying yes to something God is calling you into, even when it stretches you and feels uncomfortable. Sometimes your cross is invisible to everyone else, but God sees every ounce of obedience. We often want the victory of Easter Sunday without walking through the surrender of the cross. But the truth is, the depth of your surrender determines your depth of your transformation. And Jesus didn't avoid the cross. And because he didn't, we now have life. And when we follow him, we really follow him, it will cost us something. But what we gain is always greater than what we're giving up. Think about it like this. Think about your gas tank. When your spiritual tank is empty, everything feels, well, heavier. That includes decisions and relationships and even stress. Sometimes it's not that life is harder. It's that we're carrying things that God never asked us to carry. And at the same time, we're holding on to things that he's asking us to lay down. So what is God asking you to lay down this week? Be specific. Name it. Don't generalize it. Be very specific in prayer this week. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we don't want a surface level faith. We don't want to just admire the cross anymore. We want to follow you and follow you fully. Show us what we've been holding on to that's keeping us from a deeper surrender, and give us the courage to lay it down and the strength to carry what you've called us to carry. We trust that what you have for us is greater than anything, and we can let go of it. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.